Grover must have noticed that a faraway look had come into my eyes, and that I wasn't celebrating the success of his mission.
Hank, hello? Gosh, I thought you'd be happy that I found old Pete and we're all together again.
When I didn't respond, he moved into the path of my gaze.
Hello? Anybody home?
Slowly, my thoughts returned to the present moment. I stared into Drover's face. You don't understand, do you? No, of course not, so let me lay it out for you. I began pacing, mainly to keep the cat from rubbing the hair off my legs. Drover, I've been disgraced and humiliated. It's no longer possible for me to carry on my duties as head of ranch security. Therefore, as of this moment, I am resigning my position and leaving the ranch. Drover's eyes almost bugged out of his head. He was struck speechless. Well, almost speechless. All he could say was,
Yeah, but.
A look of glee came over the cat's face.
Well, just darn the luck. I hope it wasn't something I did, Hanky.
I tried to ignore him. Drover, I'm leaving the ranch in your hands.
Yeah, but wait, help! Oh my gosh, I don't even have any hands. All I've got is these paws and I don't think I can handle this.
He lowered the front half of his body to the ground, raised his hiney in the air, and covered his eyes with his paws.
I'm not here. I've gone back to bed.
Don't try to hide, Drover. It's time for you to step up to the plate.
I've lost my appetite.
Not the dinner plate, Drover, but the home plate of life. You're in charge now. I'll leave you with one piece of advice. Stay away from garbage barrels. Oh, and don't get too friendly with the cats.
That's two pieces of advice, and I'm fixing to overload.
I saw one of his eyes peeking out from between his paws.
Where will you go? What'll you do?
Oh, my gaze went to the far horizon. You won't be proud to hear this, Drover, but I'm afraid that I'm going to become an outlaw. I heard him gasp. That's what happens to a dog when he tries to live by the rules and gets punished for it. Something happens, Drover. It kills something deep inside. It's a wound that won't heal, a pain that won't go away. Goodbye, son, and take good care of the ranch. And with that, I turned and walked away. A broken dog. A dog who had tried his best but had failed. I had gone maybe 30 steps when I heard a voice behind me. I looked back and saw Pete waving his paw and rubbing against Drover's leg. Pete's parting words were,
Bye, Hanky. Cats rule.
Many thoughts marched across the parade ground of my mind. The main thought was that I should have hamburgerized the cat when I had the chance. Heck, I was leaving anyway. I should have left with one last burst of pleasure. But I put this thought and all the others out of my mind. Pete wasn't my problem anymore. I was a free dog. No more worries or cares, no more 18-hour days, no more crushing responsibility. I pointed myself towards the west, turned my back on the ranch I had loved and protected, and went marching into a new life as an outlaw. Pretty exciting, huh? I thought so. I couldn't wait to throw myself into the task of living off the land. I would eat fresh rabbit twice a day, and wild fruits and berries and nuts gathered from nature's own supermarket. No more tasteless dog food kernels out of a sack for me. Shucks, this was going to be a blast, and I wondered why I hadn't done it sooner. Pete didn't know it, but he had just done me a huge favor by pushing me over the brink of the edge. I made my way down to the creek and followed it in a westerly direction. Soon all the familiar landmarks disappeared, and I found myself in new country, wild country that touched the savage depths of my savage heart.
I was already hungry, so I put my nose to the groundstone and went right to work, applying my vast skills as a tracker, hunter, stalker, and liver off the lander. It didn't take me long to pick up the scent of a rabbit, and within minutes I had followed this tender, juicy little bunny to a hole in the ground. Yes, sir, I had him cornered. All that remained was for me to put the old claws to work and dig the little feller out. 2 hours later, I had excavated a huge pile of dirt, and rabbits aren't as easy to dig out of holes as you might have suspected, see, and this one appeared to be pretty safe, and who'd have thought that a shrimpy little rabbit could fooey. I'd never cared much for the taste of rabbit anyway. Nuts and berries, that's what I needed. Nuts and berries and certain roots that were known only to dogs who had finished the course in wilderness survival. I abandoned the rabbit chase and began shopping for tidbits and morsels that were, well, in short supply, you might say. I mean, this was the Texas Panhandle, after all, not the Garden of Eating. And yes, it did take me a while to locate a plump, juicy root that promised to silence the growling in my stomach. But at last I found one, a plump, juicy, white root of the soapweed plant. I crunched into it. Great texture. Nice, crunchy texture. And by George, once I had adjusted to the first taste, I began to spit it out. Gag! It tasted like soap! No wonder they call it soapweed. How foolish of me. But there were other plants out here, hundreds of them, and other animals had figured out how to survive. Surely I could too. So I threw myself into the task, hunting and foraging, digging and tasting. And by the end of the day, okay, let's face the truth. I was starving, and I had found a new respect for any animal that could survive in the wild. Was I missing something? Everything tasted like wood or dirt or soap. If this was a preview of life on the outlaw trail, fellers, I might have to rethink my plans for the future. Well, my spirits had just about hit the bottom, and I was walking along, looking at all the trees and bushes that weren't fit to eat, when all at once I saw a bush move up ahead. Aha, maybe, just maybe, I had found myself a bunny rabbit who wasn't 20 feet down in the earth. A rabbit, in other words, who could be chased and caught in the normal manner. Have we discussed my position on rabbits? I love them. Sometimes they're hard to catch, but they're delicious, and boy, was I ready for a nice rabbit dinner. I threw all circuits over into the stealthy crouch mode and began the stalking procedure. This required a great deal of patience. I'll be the first to admit that patience had never been one of my more obvious qualities. I mean, when your mind operates at a high rate of speed, when it's filled with plans and grand thoughts, it's hard to adjust to the slow rhythms of a brainless bunny rabbit. But my weeks of surviving in the wilderness had, okay, hours, but they had been the longest hours of my life. My long hours of surviving in the wilderness had forced patience upon me, and I began stalking the rabbit with all the patience of a wild animal, beast. I put my nose to the ground and went to work. Yes, there was a scent, the very clear scent of a rabbit. And the farther I went, the heavier and wilder the scent became. This must be a pretty wild rabbit, because he sure had left a... Huh? I went to full air brakes and shut everything down. I froze in my tracks and cut my eyes from side to side. I could feel a strip of hair rising along my backbone, all the way out to the end of my tail. You know that scent we were following? That scent you thought belonged to a wild rabbit, to use your exact words? Get ready for a shock. That scent had nothing to do with rabbits, but it had a lot to do with coyotes. See, at certain times and under certain circumstances, the scent of a rabbit is hard to distinguish from
Let's just say that we'd gotten some faulty readings on our instruments, and they had put us on the trail of some of the worst villains in the country. I was out there playing outlaw, but the guys whose scent I was following didn't just play. They were outlaws, the real McCall. And suddenly my appetite for the outlaw trail began to shrink. And if I could just back myself out of there without making a sound... Oops. Who had put that bush right in my path? Surely it hadn't been there before, but it was now, and I brushed against it, and one of the branches snapped. I flattened myself out on the ground and lay perfectly... Eyes... Yipes. I suddenly realized that I was being stared at by two yellow, wolfish eyes. Who on the ranch had such yellow, wolfish eyes? Rip and Snort, the notorious Coyote brothers. But wait a second. Rip and Snort had two eyes apiece, and two eyes plus two eyes equals four eyes, right? Yet, I was seeing just two eyes, so... Somehow the math... Aha. But then I saw the tail. A long, fluffy coyote tail. And that made it all work out. Don't you see it? I was seeing Rip's eyes and Snort's tail. Or Snort's eyes and Rip's tail, so that made the math come out. Right. Two coyotes. Rip and Snort. Boom. I flattened myself even flatter on the ground. Maybe they would think I was a... I don't know what. Maybe a snake. Yes. Maybe they would think I was a snake in the grass. I had blundered right into Rip and Snort's territory. And if a guy could choose where he was blundering, he would never choose to blunder into their company. I mean, they were thugs. I knew them pretty well. And one of the things I knew about them was that if given the opportunity, they just might eat a ranch dog for supper. Pretty scary, huh? You bet it was. What a lousy deal. What a sorry turn of events. I'd been minding my own business, stalking my next meal, but it appeared that I might become their next meal. Oh, brother. Could I get out of this? It looked pretty hopeless. I mean, there wasn't a chance that I could hotfoot it back to the ranch. Nobody outruns Rip and Snort. You might as well try to outrun your own shadow. They had eyes that saw everything. Their ears could hear every tiny sound, and they had noses that could track an ant in total darkness.
Boop.
It appeared that my best hope, my only hope, was to try a different approach. Hensley, instead of trying to run or hide, I pushed myself up to a standing position and turned to the eyes that had been watching me. Well... By George, it's Rip and Snort. Where have you been, fellas? I've been looking for you all afternoon. Well, prepare yourself for another shock. It wasn't Rip and Snort. You suppose it might be the garbage monster from outer space? You'll just have to keep listening and find out.